We'll call to order the regular meeting of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation Board of Trustees. Tonight, Monday, September 12th, 2022, at 6:30 PM. We'll start with our mission. Our mission is to engage students in a world-class educational experience that prepares them to be well-rounded, ethical, innovative, creative, productive, and adaptive citizens who will shape our global society. With that, we need to approve the agenda for this meeting. Can I get a motion, please?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Schott.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. Anyone have any changes or corrections to tonight's agenda? Hearing none, please remember we're going to vote by raise of hands. So raise your hand to indicate if you approve tonight's agenda. That's 7-9, Mrs. Julian. Next, we'll do approval of the minutes of the August 8th, 2022 regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees. Can I get a motion, please?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Karpik, second by Dr. Springer. Any comments or changes to last month's meeting minutes? Okay. Hearing none, by show of hands, if you approve those minutes, please say aye. That's 7-0, Mrs. Julian. We'll move on to academic achievement and special recognition. So as many of you know, and we're fans of the Way to Go Awards from last year, I want to reassure you that our building administrators are working on developing this year's student recognition program for our board meetings. I expect that we will see that in our October regular meeting. It is important that our student successes be celebrated, and we look forward to honoring their hard work. It is for our students, as you all know, that we do our work as board. We also know it's critical to provide the necessary support so that the staff at each school can create an inviting, safe, and caring learning environment. Today, on behalf of the board, I would like to acknowledge our counselors for their passion, knowledge, and professionalism. Their unique perspective, training, and emphasis as they provide the necessary services to ensure the individual and collective needs of our students are met academically, socially, and emotionally. West Lafayette Schools recently added the mental health counseling support position to support our students and families in times of crisis until a more permanent solution can be found by the family. Planning, recruiting, hiring, and training for this position has been a genuine team effort by our counseling team and building administrators. It was not a simple position to fill. We definitely went above and beyond. We are so fortunate to have an experienced and dedicated counseling staff in our schools. On behalf of the board, I extend my sincere thanks to Alexandra Sasha Jones, Courtney Murtaugh, Libby Sheffield, Elise Gruss, Candace Dobson, and Mary Russell. We also would like to appreciate and recognize the newest member of our counseling team, Heather Levy, assuming the mental health counseling support position. If you would please all join me in recognizing them tonight. All right, moving on to communication from the audience, and we on agenda items, and we do not have anyone signed up this evening. And we'll move on to public hearing, collective bargaining testimony. At this time, we will open the floor for a public hearing to hear any comments related to the upcoming collective bargaining session. The window for collective bargaining officially opens on September the 15th and closes November 16th. Dr. Greiner, do you have any comments before I open the floor to the public for public testimony?
I'd just like to point out that we've met a couple of times informally to discuss areas that we'll address during the actual bargaining window. And as you suggest, it does officially begin September 15th. Indiana Code 20296-1 requires that a public hearing be held with public testimony taken. The hearing must be hosted by both parties. And we do have representatives from the WLEA present today. We have Amanda Hart, Lori Windler, and David Jost. And I want to thank you for being here and hosting this with us. And this evening, the public is able to provide public testimony to the school board on teacher compensation.
Correct. So with that being said, we open the floor to any public testimony. If anyone would like to approach the podium and give us feedback, now is the time to do so. So at this time, the public hearing is closed and we will resume our regular board meeting. We're going to move on to agenda item 3, new school board policies. This is the second reading of 2. The policy list is on the back of your agenda, it says, but I'm not seeing it. Was it on the table, Mrs. Julian? It's on the table as a separate document. That's a little bit of a typo. And Dr. Greiner.
The following policies are in second reading and we've received no additional questions or comments since the first reading. Policy 1216 focuses on dress and grooming, and then policies 1213.01, 3213.01, and 4213.01 all deal with staff relations. That's my recommendation to the board, that the board vote to approve these policies.
Can I get a motion, please? Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Austin. Are there any comments or questions about these policies? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor of approving these policies, please raise your hand. It is a 7-0, Mrs. Julian. That motion carries. Moving on to item 4, school board policy revisions, first reading only. Again, the policies are listed on the separate document at the table. Can I get a motion, please? Moved by Mr. Carpet.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schott. Any questions or discussions about these policies up for revision? Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor of approving this first reading of board policy revisions, please raise your hand. That is 7-0, Mrs. Julian. That motion carries. Moving on to item 5, outdated curriculum disposal, Mrs. Roth.
This item deals with a recommendation from the intermediate school teachers and staff. You are asked to declare these textbooks as being surplus since they are no longer used. New materials have since been adopted. In accordance with policy already on record, anything declared surplus would be offered for free to families and could be sold as well, recycled or trashed. The intermediate school has recommended that we send out communications to all intermediate school parents to offer them first choice if they would like copies to take home for students to get ahead or for students to use at home, but then also that they would be offered to local agencies that offer after-school tutoring as well, and then any unused copies after parents have had the chance to get these items for free, as they've already been paid for, would be sold to a company that could then recycle them, sell them to another agencies, but in essence, the funds would go back in the textbook funds.
Okay, can I get a motion, please?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Marley.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Austin. Any questions? Go ahead, Dr.
Thank you for answering my questions about this, and it's great that all the parents with this will get the invitation to get the books. I wonder if they're still left over after the parents in the Wayless got the books, can email also be sent to Wayless and as well, because some younger kids may also want to.
I think it would be reasonable.
We could
certainly ask the principal to include that in a message to out to families that way for younger students who would be going up.
It's possible they may need it.
Thanks. I like it. Thank you.
Any other questions? Comments? Okay. All those in favor of approving the outdated curriculum disposal, please raise your hand. None opposed, that's 7-0. That motion passes, Mrs. Julian. Moving on to the personnel report, Dr. Greiner.
It's my recommendation that the board approve the personnel report as presented.
I need a motion, please.
So moved.
Mr. Carpenter?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Austin. Questions, comments for Dr. Greiner? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the personnel report this evening, please raise your hand. That's 7-0. Mrs. Julia, that motion passes. Moving on to item 7, accounts payable. Mrs. Roth.
Yes, you were presented with the information about the claims docket for this month. I'll just briefly go over those amounts. The net payroll is in the amount of $913,091.95. Payroll deductions paid in August are in the amount of $429,411.54. Our claims are in the amount of $1,300,686.21. We also serve as the local education agency for the Wabash Valley Education Center. Their claims are in the amount of $130,708.11. We have zero claims on construction projects for this month. Our total claims that you are asked this evening to approve in the amount of for accounts payable is $2,773,897.81.
Need a motion, please? Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second
by Mrs. Austin. Any questions about accounts payable this evening? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the accounts payable report, please raise your hand. It is 7-0, Mrs. Julian, and that motion passes. Information to the board, I just would like to remind all of you that we're going to initiate the board evaluation, self-evaluation process. Mr. Karpik will be in touch later this week to initiate that process with each of us. And I look forward to that work throughout the month of September. Thank you for your attention to it. Dr. Reiner, do you have updates to the board?
I do have a few things to update the board on. One would be the enrollment update. As you know, count day is coming on September 16th. Enrollment will be finalized this week for the state count. You may recall official count day, as I said, is this coming Friday. We appear to be holding steady regarding our in-district numbers. I don't have those exact numbers yet because we're working through the system and comparing with what the state has. We are up approximately 30 students, TSC transfers. Numbers can still change, obviously, between now and Friday as we work through confirming those numbers. And then, as you know, this is important to get these numbers correct because dollars follow the child, and that'll help determine funding for our staff and so forth. IDOE STEM recognition. We had the high school and our district honored last Friday at a ceremony in Indianapolis with the Department of Education, or by the Department of Education. It's quite an event. I'll have Mrs. Roth speak up here in a little bit, give her 2 cents. But we had staff members and some district level and school level leadership as well present to celebrate. Our district was recognized because of successful programs and approaches in the area of STEM, or science, technology, engineering, and math. We had representatives from both the junior, senior high school and the intermediate school. And that's important because we recognize that this is a tribute to the commitment of community, as well as students and parents and our fine staff. So we're pretty excited. There'll be more information to come. We'll certainly be doing a press release as we learn more, but it was quite an honorable event. Would you like to add to that, Mrs. Roth?
It was more than what we were informed or would have expected. We were given not a lot of information other than to say that we would be honored and that we would have a table that would seat up to 8, and we were highly encouraged to fill the table. So we decided to fill the table. And when we got there, it was at the Indiana Rooftop Ballroom. It was black tie optional, and they kind of built it. State Superintendent Jenner built it, although she said her legal team would poo-poo this, as the Oscars of Education. So it was quite the event, and we had no clue that it would be to the level that it was, and we were the sole district and high school recognized for STEM, and that is out of all of the state of Indiana, both public, private, charter, virtual, everything. So that is truly a tribute to all of our teachers, all of our families, and all of our community, really. There are some interesting things that go along with. I think there's a cash award that goes along with this, but we've not yet found out what that would be. So that will certainly help boost further STEM efforts.
We had a bit of a dilemma when the email came in because Dr. Greiner wanted to be both at homecoming and at at the award ceremony, so thank you for helping him by locate, Dr. Mrs. Roth. Yeah. I appreciate that.
We were well represented. We really were. I think everybody at the table kind of was not expecting something to the extent of the fanfare that it was, and I think we were pleasantly surprised. They really wanted to emphasize, we celebrate a lot of things. We celebrate professional sports. We celebrate movie stars. We need to celebrate educators, too.
Did you have anything else?
That's my report.
All
thank
right,
you.
Let's talk around the table now. Mr. Karpik.
Mr. Shada, I'll give the foundation.
Feel free.
Tom does a great job of it. Just notes on the West Lafayette Schools Education Foundation meeting last week, and in which the Wall of Pride class of 2023 was announced, and Sonia Angel, class of 83, a public health leader at Columbia University, now John Dennis, class of 77, West Lafayette mayor, as we all know. David Kelso, class of 63, clinical professor of biomedical engineering at Northwestern. Gary Lehman, retired chair of the and a local business executive and local civic leader, is also a member of the Purdue Board of Trustees. Chris Ho, class of 84, founder and CEO of Drug Design Methodologies. And of course, Joseph Krause, our educator, actually taught me everything I need to know about Western civilization, but the excellent educator at Westside for many, many years, and still very active in the community as well. The inductees will be, and one thing important to note, there were a couple folks that were made the list but were unable to attend this. It's April 13th and 14th, 2023, so they will be. The idea is that we want them there, and they will be honored at the next opportunity.
I understand one of them is to be a new mother, so
that's correct.
Exciting
so,
news.
So we'll that's
let her do that first.
Important thing to know, but
there's more balance.
Yeah, correct. That is correct. Convocation, which is really the nuts or the crux of the event, is the convocation from students, which has been a big hit over the years. That'll be Friday, April 14th, and we appreciate also the administrators, because it's not an easy thing for them to incorporate this into the school day. We also had the alumni homecoming tailgate. A really good response to that last week. It was fun to have the marching band and the Infringements. They were outstanding, Lauren Randall and company, at the tailgate. And also want to thank Arnie's and Subway, Bauer Subway, and Everbowl for all the food that they donated as well and provided. So Wendy's doing a great job with the foundation, and we appreciate all her efforts. I think that's it.
Mr. Marley?
Okay, for the Redevelopment Commission, we've asked for a request for statement of qualifications for Kaysen Family Park. Kaysen is the park that will be built off of Cumberland Avenue, and it's going to be an amazing addition to our community. It'll include a lake and actually get a kayak out on it, so might try that out sometime. Better wear a life jacket. RFP for Public Safety Center. For those of you that may not know, our police headquarters are up off Navajo, been there for quite some time, and our officers are on top of each other in that property, so we may be evaluating some space needs. And then finally, a feasibility study for facilities master plan. So a lot of stuff cooking in the city of West Lafayette, needless to say. And I think negotiations is just kind of getting going, so we'll keep you posted on how we do.
You and Dr. Yan are serving on the committee on the board. Wonderful. Mr. Schatz?
Yes, Al.
Dr. Springer?
Just from the Park Board, the 27th Annual Global Fest will be held this Saturday, September 17th, from 3 o'clock to 10 o'clock p.m. on the streets near the West Lafayette Library in Marjoram City Hall. After a two-year hiatus, the Global Fest Naturalization Ceremony returns, and that ceremony will be held this Friday, September 16th at 11 o'clock p.m. at the White Horse Christian Center, and the public is invited.
Dr. Springer, how many years have you organized that particular event?
Well, this is actually my first year.
Your first year of the ceremony. Oh, going solo. Okay.
I've been on the Global Fest Committee for 20-some years.
Thank you for your work with us. Mrs. Austin.
The Cupcake Run is September 18th, and there's still time to register
for both cupcakes and running at psftc.org, and the community council meetings will resume in October. Our first meeting will be Monday, October 24th at noon, and community representation includes two board members, building administrators, the foundation, parent councils, the library, Purdue, Parks and Rec, and the mayor's office. So it will be a good discussion, I'm sure. I look forward to it.
Yeah, I'm just like to express appreciation that the community council is coming back. I know it got put on hold because of COVID, but it's always been a very important part of our school corporation, so I'm glad it's coming back.
And Dr. Yin, I know we kind of talked negotiations over here, but thank you for your service on that. That will be a lot of work over the next couple of months. All right, anybody else, anything to add for the good of the order? With that, upcoming dates of interest or future meetings, a regular board meeting Monday, October 10th, 6:30 p.m. right here in the Happy Hollow LGI room. Important upcoming date of interest, please mark your calendars for the work session budget hearing Wednesday, September the 21st at 6:30, also here in this LGI room. And Mike Reuter will be present for that meeting, as I understand it.
That's correct.
That's correct. All right. And information for the public, the board documents and audio from tonight's meeting will be posted on the website within 7 to 10 days, probably a little faster following this board meeting. And with that, can I get a motion for adjournment, please? No. Moved by Mrs. Austin. Can I get a second, please? Second by Mr. Karpik. All those in favor of adjourning our meeting, please raise your hand. It's 7-0, Mrs. Julian, the motion carries, and we are.